The universe is sending its gratitude to all those of you who are holding the light in these dark times. We are happy for the turn that has happened and will continue to happen. We want you to be sure that you remember that when times were dark, you did not join a cult and you did not turn over your soul to the darkness because you thought it would get you something better. You said no to all of that. And you aligned with the light that is in you, that we send you, and that we support in you. And because of that, you are going to save your world. It seems like a small thing now, but when something begins to move in the way that is supposed to move, it is quite a powerful thing. And never forget that your light was a part of that. It is important that you remember who you are. So, and now we are looking at a disturbed world, which we understand was disturbed before, but it is becoming clearer and clearer what you need to stand up for and what you need to let go of. We know that you all have come into the wisdom of not trying to convince someone in the dark not to be in the dark, and that is a great thing to shed, because that is not a workable thing. But we want you to rejoice in your light and in the places where you can see light happening in your world, to look for those places and to support them. And while all this is going on, of course, you all have your lives. You all have the challenges that you are working on and the things that you want to bring into being. So we are going to mention this. In this month and the next month, what is rising is the ability to create and manifest. And when we make these announcements, we know that there is a great deal of shaking of the head and doubting, but we are telling you that the energy for growth is returning, and it is going to become obvious to you after a while, because many of the things that you want to do are going to become real for you. Now, when you do not know what you want to create, we understand that completely in this very confusing time. So may we suggest that a good thing to want to create is power and peace inside of yourself, so that you are walking with the elements that actually produce, create, and manifest. Not because you know exactly what they have to be, but because you are beginning to know exactly who you are. And there is the power. And it is, you will find yourself surprised as you move along when you are holding inside of yourself your peace and your power. And the universe, we see this beginning in this next month. You are going to be given more energy than you had before and more juice than you had before. And that is going to open things to you, make things more clear than they have been. So as you walk forward, we want you once again to hold on to who you are, to remember how you are guided, how you are loved. And don't let that slip away from you. Are you opposed? Well, of course you are. Of course you are. You live in a world that has opposition. But the day when you do not take that opposition personally or believe that it has the power to change who you are and what you are creating, That is the day when you become, we are going to say in the feminine, when you become the mistress of your life. When you know all this is happening, but you do not, you are not being pelted by it. You do not take it in as though it is all about you. We hope by now you are realizing it is never all about you. It is a world of people like you who are light, and it is also a world of people who are fractured. And fractured people want you to be fractured with them. But you do not have to agree to that. You are here to be whole. You are here to hold the light, to be the light, and to be the peace that we are needing. But when this comes at you, there's a very great skill. When you see a negative energy coming your way, and you can look at it and say, that is negative, and it is not mine. There is that unfortunate sport that you have on your planet, the bullfighting. But one of the movements we do strongly suggest is the one where you see it coming and you use your cape to pull it over to one side and let it go past you. That is a very powerful way to deal with how the world is working. But there is going to be more coming your way that is holding the light, because your light is drawing that kind of light. And that kind of light is what we are needing. Now, does your regular healing continue? Of course it does. Will you still have strong feelings that are positive and negative? Yes, you will. You're in the human condition. That is going to happen. When you do not get the thing you want in the way you want it, are you going to be upset about that? Undoubtedly, but hopefully not for too long. You see, the great plan now is beginning to make its appearance on your planet and in your life. And so when you understand that you are part of a great, great plan, you are loved in for doing your part, supported in doing it, and opportunities are going to open to you that have not opened before. We are directing you toward the next month. You are now, tonight, you are beginning to see the arc move when all the people in the country, in all manner of circumstances, rose up and said no to murder, no to fear, no. And they did it in peace. And that is who you belong with, the people who are able to do that, because that is a beautiful thing. When you are working on your own issues, which we understand you are, and this is going to sound a bit strange because they are your issues, but there is some wisdom in not taking them personally. You can look at your past and your present. You can see where your wounds are. You can understand why you might be having a harder time in some areas of your life than in others. And that is all fine, but it is not a punishment. Healing is not a punishment. Healing is a deliverance. You are being brought to the place you were always meant to be in. And there is plenty of light in you and plenty of light that is coming up in the world to bring you to the place where you have always wanted to be. When we stumble, which we do, and when we make mistakes, which we do, please understand that as part of a growth process, not as a failure. If we had our way and could go to each of you pull out of you that energy that feels like failure, feels like something is wrong, feels like you must have missed something. We would do that happily because that is an energy you do not need to carry forward, not in the world that is going to open to you now. So that is what we want you to be careful about. If we could restore in all of you your love for who you truly are and your knowledge about who you truly are, then the world you live in will be changed by you, which is actually as it was always intended to be. You are part of a great movement of light, and we want you always to remember how important you have been in that movement. So, once again, when you stumble and we stumble, and when we are reactive to some things, please do not take that as meaning you have done something wrong or that you are being punished. It is so interesting. In your physical bodies, you are a world of nerve endings. They are everywhere in your body. And if every time, for instance, something itched, rather than simply scratching it or putting a cream on it or doing something healthful, you said, ah, that means something. It does not. It means that you are feeling nerve-ending, passionate, full, and somewhat sometimes depressed person. That is all in you, and that will all be manifesting, but it is not a judgment. So let us make an oath to ourselves that whatever we are doing or going through, we will not be our own enemy. We will be the one, the spirit, that says, I am in the human condition, but I have a high spirit in me. And if that spirit does not judge me, which it does not, why should I? So, we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And feel that you're standing in rain. And the rain has all of the colors of the rainbow in it. And that energy is washing around the outside of your body and is coming into your body and washing through the chakra centers. So all that your body needs is in these energies. And they are wise energies, and they know where to go. They know where there is hurt, and the love flows there. They know where there's worry, and the peace flows there. And simply allow all that the universe wants you to have. Let it touch you and release you and make you strong and peaceful. Now see that there is a road ahead of you, and the road is bright with the light of the universe. And as you walk down the road, find that you come to a very large tree. And this is a tree that knows the earth. that knows growing and healing, that knows making a place for life in it, and allow yourself to embrace that tree and let the knowledge of the tree become knowledge for you too. Feel how it is to be strong and rooted. Feel the sun shine on you and the wind blow through your branches. And feel all the birds and the beautiful things that make their nest in the tree. And know that those things are part of you too. And taking the wisdom of the tree with you, come to the path again. Bless the tree and thank it for its wisdom. Move ahead on the path and feel how that light that shines on the path comes up and into your body. And come into the energy of safety. Feel that energy all around you. And know that the universe has provided this for you. And look around you and see all the things that are happening in the world and in people and in whatever you might be dealing with. But you are living in safety. And so where you walk, the light walks with you. And allow yourself to walk past the chaos. And walk into the energy of receiving. Open your mind and your heart. And feel the universe that gives us everything. Giving you everything. Open to it, breathe into it, strengthen yourself in it. Now taking all of this energy with you, move into your heart center. And when you come into your heart center, see that you have illuminated it. See the beauty of your creation, the place where you are safe and warm and inspired. And drink from the water that flows in your heart to refresh your spirit. And see that a path is vibrant and it calls you. And you step onto the path in your heart and drop the world. And know that no effort is required here. Simply feel yourself going upward without effort, with air full of blessing that you breathe. And you become lighter and lighter as you move. And come to a place where there is water, and the water is warm and deep. And when you enter the water, let it flow away from you, all of the things that are hard, all of the things that are worrisome. Feel the water washing it away and washing you free of it. And come to the path again and find that there is a white robe for you. A robe to warm you and protect you. But it is soft and gentle. And you walk upward, lighter, higher. And you walk to the place of creativity. All the things you love to do, all the things you love to experience or to create in the way that is unique to you. And feel all the energy that comes into you to allow you to do that with great joy and more fully than you have before. And feel the energy lighten and become higher. And you come to the place of the gift. Rest your mind, allow yourself to know the gift. And know that your teacher has come to be here with you. The teacher who guides you and loves you and shows you the way even through the times where there is fear or darkness. The teacher is with you. You are never alone. Thank your teacher and receive your teacher's blessing. Come back down the path, breathing in all that is good for you, all that is light and joyful and true. Come to your heart center. Begin to breathe into your body to balance and to ground. When you've balanced in your body, open your eyes